So I keep thinking about not going to Ann Arbor, but I'm pretty sure I'm still going to go to Ann Arbor. Because this new variant.
For Christmas?
Because I was... So, like, Chris wants to go see their mom for Christmas, which is... We're supposed to do from the 24th is when Chris gets in. And then they leave at, like... I got to get them to the airport at, like, 1 a.m. on the 27th. I'm not excited for this. I don't know why they booked those flights. I'm sure they're cheaper, but I would have just paid the difference to not have to do that. But I got to get them there at, like, 1 a.m. I'm going to go back to the hotel and sleep because we got a hotel in Columbus. And then I drive back up on the 27th. But I'm going out there from the 16th until the 31st because that was the cheapest flights to do. So... I'm going to be out there. I thought about not going because, you know, a pandemic and Michigan's cases are terrible.
You're boosted, though.
But I am boosted recently. I just got boosted at the beginning of November.
That's plenty of time. You just need 2 weeks for the immunity.
Right.
Like, it's not vaccinated people and boosted people that are the problem right now. Like, my mom's hospital, 99%. Of their beds are unvaccinated people.
So my concern is, though, that I'm going to see my brother and his family, and they're not vaccinated.
They are unvaccinated by choice. Yeah, but there's, like, I feel like there's pretty good data that if you are vaccinated and don't have symptoms, you're not going to be spreading it.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm going to wear a mask, like, if I go inside anywhere, because you can't eat out. That's the other thing I was thinking about. I'm like, you can't go eat outdoors in Michigan, really, unless they've got a heated patio, and then it's probably enclosed. I want to go to Knight's, and I want to go to Manuel's and get my burritos.
I gotta
go see Spider-Man.
I think you're boosted. You're fine. You can do what you want. I think it's okay.
I do what I want anyway. I'm a monster. So earlier today, I had to go to the bank because I'm finally removing my ex from my accounts. When we moved here the first time, I started running our budget, and so I had to do the accounts. And had to deal with that. But the best thing about it is the Bank of America branch I go to is in the Castro. And so all sorts of nonsense happens in the Castro. And today I saw two men who appeared to be fully nude. But instead of being fully nude, what they had was like a sheath their penis and testicles were inserted into. The testicles are in there too, I assume, because I didn't see them. And they're just hanging out. And it's not warm. Like it was in the mid-60s, but it's not warm really.
Right.
I had a hoodie and a vest on. Yeah. And they were just out there. Sometimes I recognized one of them because sometimes... He dances across the street in Alamo Square.
Nice.
And he just seems so happy and calm. But while I was walking, someone in a taxi yelled at him, "Do you want to buy some shorts?" And then held a pair of shorts out. I'm like, why, as a taxi driver, do you just have extra shorts on hand? Like,
somebody left their shorts in his taxi.
Yeah, what is this about? So that was my excitement.
I feel like you can
today.
Safely assume if someone's walking around with a penis sheath and no pants, that they are not
probably
looking to buy pants. They want to be that way.
And I'll tell you, the guy is super tan. Just super, super tan.
Because he just walks around naked.
This is what he does all the time. I have absolutely seen him dancing, though. And like that amount of freedom for somebody, good for him living his life.
Yeah.
I do want to know,
free.
What does he do for work?
Like,
what
story is
his day-to-day? Because I was there, when I got there, it was 3 o'clock. So it's like... You weren't at work. What were you doing?
I feel like we can safely assume that the man who dances naked in the park...
He's not fully naked.
Have gainful employment.
I don't know. He, not to overly generalize, he looks more clean than I would expect someone without employment or housing to look.
Yeah, okay.
So
he dances nude, but he like bathes right before...
Yeah, or something. I don't know. He has a boombox sometimes when he's in the park.
He has access to running water, clearly.
Yeah, I just want to know more about him. I should probably look him up. I bet someone on Reddit knows. I'll post it
in the
San Francisco subreddit.
That's the kind of shit that, like, we see and we're just like, how fun. He's living his life.
Yeah.
And like some Republican who's like in San Francisco for a work conference would be like, this is the future liberals want. This is Joe Biden's America. And I'd be like, yeah, that looks amazing.
Yeah. It seems really chill and relaxed. And he's probably been doing it for years. Years and years.
Yeah.
I will say I've got a cat on my lap. So Jen's in Mexico this week for a wedding. And her cats are down here staying with me. And one of them, Jazz, is on my lap right now. So if the mic gets bumped, it's because this cat is moving all over the place. There, it's off my lap now.
Okay.
I love these cats.
Well, I might have a dog throw up in the middle of this recording.
This is good. Really a pet-centric episode. Oh, now she's laying back down being so cute. I love this cat.
I've been dealing with a very sick dog all week.
Mm-hmm.
And the vet called and left me a voicemail while we were at the gym. I didn't see it. They got like her lab results back and it looks like all the parasites and stuff that they test for, all that was negative. So now we don't really know what it is. It's just like a doggy stomach flu, but she's keeping food down now. She's like more sick in the mornings. But basically we got home from Thanksgiving on Monday night. And she had had we'd had a friend like living here with her that whole weekend, and that friend had to go to work at like 10 on Monday morning, and we didn't get home until 7, and she seemed fine. She just seemed like not super excited, and so that was kind of odd. And then around 9 o'clock she had one gigantic barf, which was her whole dinner. And then David and I, we got in bed and we were rewatching the Michigan-Ohio State game.
You got it. So you can't just watch that once.
We've watched it a few times now and we've broken down a lot of the plays. It's just, it's really great. But she kept like, she'd get in bed with us and then she'd get down and then go stand by the door and stare at us. And it's like, oh, you gotta go outside. And then we go outside and then she'd have the most explosive diarrhea I had ever seen.
Did you stand at the blast range?
Then we go back inside. No. Then we go back inside. I'd wipe her butt. And then she'd, like, get back in the bed. And then, like, half an hour later, she'd do the same bit where she'd go stand by the door and be like, I think I have to poo. And then we'd go outside again and she'd do the same thing. And this happened, like, 4 or 5 times. And I was like, oh, no. And then got her to drink a little bit of water, and then she puked that up. And then around 4 a.m., she threw up a bunch.
Nice, good.
Which was cool. And then we woke up, and she diarrhea'd a bunch more, and it was bloody. And then she wouldn't eat her breakfast. This is a really, you know, I'm painting a picture for the listener.
You're painting it with diarrhea, which is important.
Yeah. So I called her vet, and I was like, she won't eat. She was throwing up all night. She now has bloody diarrhea, which I had to collect and bring to the vet.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me to, but I was like, I feel like you want to see
this. Yeah, you're going to want to see this because honestly, it's pretty impressive. That's what I want for Christmas. Will you send me some?
And the smell of it is so foul that I have almost puked every time.
Look, like, if you puke, then she's going to puke. Come on.
Yeah. But, like, you got to pick it up because if another dog eats it, then they're going to get whatever, like, virus she has. So you have to clean it up, but it's liquid and it looks like raspberry jam.
That's how zombies start.
We've just lost so many listeners.
No.
Telling this story.
People love Cammy.
But I've almost puked. Like, this morning, I had my coffee and then we went for a little stroll and she pooped and I, like, had to pick it up and I almost fucking vomited. I really gagged. So she got a ton of meds at the vet. The vet that we saw on Tuesday was like, it could be Giardia, which is like a parasite, could just be like a dog's stomach flu. It could be like a foreign object, like she might have eaten a toy and then like just had it in her intestines and that would cause those symptoms as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the vet was like, well, she's not a puppy and she's never eaten toys before. So it's probably not that. So the next day, So that night, this was Tuesday night, she kind of perked up a little bit and she ate a little bit of her dinner. And then Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, she was like way worse. She wouldn't eat. She like didn't want to be near us. She was like hiding under the bed. like, I'd sit on the ground next to her and she'd like walk away and go hide somewhere. And so I just cried.
Embarrassed.
And then, so I called the vet's office and was like, I don't know what to do. She won't eat. And if she doesn't eat, I can't give her the meds that she needs to feel better. So she's going to feel worse. And I was like, I just don't know what to do. And then, of course, 5 minutes after I left that message at the vet's office, she ate a little bit of her like beef broth that had her meds in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the vet calls me. This is a different vet than the one that we saw on Tuesday. And she calls me and she's like, okay, so she's not eating. And I was like, well, she actually did eat a little bit after I called. And so the vet was like, okay, so she's on this antibiotic. It's like metronidazole. It's a pretty common antibiotic.
Oh yeah, I use that all the time.
Yeah, classic. It's a classic.
I'm gonna do some of that before I go to bed. It actually helps me sleep.
You can Google it, and the number one side effects are nausea and vomiting.
Oh, perfect.
In fact, it says on her label, like, side effects include nausea and vomiting and loss of appetite. And so I told the vet, I was like, well, she wasn't eating earlier, but she ate just a little bit. And I was like, I'm worried because the antibiotics make her lose her appetite, it seems like, and makes her more nauseous. But she has to eat to get the probiotic to avoid the side effects of the antibiotic. And the vet just goes, that antibiotic would never cause nausea or vomiting or a loss of appetite. She's like, the antibiotic is to treat those symptoms. So it would never cause those as side effects. And I was like looking at the label on the pill bottle that office gave me that said the side effects. And I have pulled up WebMD with the fucking side effects of metronidazole. And it's right there, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. And so I'm just like, okay, like I wasn't going to argue with her.
She's like, yeah, I don't think it's that. Like, it could be anything, but it's definitely not that.
Yeah. And so then she goes, I think it's a foreign object. If she's not eating, she's still not eating. And I was like, well, she ate a little bit. And the vet was like, I think you need to get her in right away for an x-ray, which the vet the day before had told me that the x-ray is $300. And she didn't think that we needed to do it because it's like, it's not like Cammy to eat a toy. It wouldn't be a normal, like, we really didn't think that that was what happened. And this vet was like, no, you need to come in right now and get an x-ray. And I was like, okay, we're not going to do that. Bye. It was just so frustrating to be told that I'm wrong and be told like that I'm like a bad dog mom because like I can see what's happening. She clearly started to feel better until we had to give her the antibiotic. And then she felt a little funky. And then as soon as the antibiotic started to wear off, she started to feel better. But we have to give it to her twice a day. So I'm just like, she's just going to, you know, be up and down for a few days. But to just have this vet be like, no, you're wrong. Well, I'm already having like the worst day ever. It was just so frustrating. I felt very belittled in that moment. And, you know, we've had great experiences at that vet's office. So it was upsetting. This was a doctor that we had never seen before. She had never met my dog before and was just calling me and telling me I was wrong. And frustrating. So,
well, I'm glad she seems to be on the mend here.
Yeah, she's been eating. She ate her breakfast and dinner today. She only puked a little bit today, not a ton. So yeah, she's getting there. She's progressing.
You weren't here last week, obviously. So do you want to talk about your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good. We thought flying the day before Thanksgiving was going to be a total shit show, and it was actually fine. Like, we got to the airport really, really early. So our flight left at 8 a.m. We got to the airport at about 4:45, just because Denver Airport has been randomly having, like, massive delays, and it's totally unpredictable. 'Cause, like, TSA has been striking, and then they're... sanitation staff was striking, and then the food service workers were striking, but like all kind of at different times, kind of unpredictably.
Nice.
And every time it would cause like massive delays. And so we kind of figured, like, busiest travel day of the year, we don't know what to expect, so we're just like, we'll just get there super early. So we got dropped off 4:45 at the airport. In 25 minutes, we had gone through security. We had checked our bags, gone through security, and gotten breakfast. And we're, like, sitting at the gate within 25 minutes. So then we sat there for 3 hours.
That I did that once. I don't remember when. It might have been when I flew to back home for my sister's wedding last year. But like, I got to the airport at, I don't know, 4 in the morning for a 7 a.m. flight or something like that, because that was when I could schedule a ride. And I just sat there and it was boring.
We just like, we both just like logged on and worked, because I was like, well, it's 7 a.m. Eastern, so I know a couple of my colleagues will be online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll work a couple hours. And then, because I didn't actually take that day off. So I worked the like 3 hours we sat at our gate, and then I worked while we were on the plane. I bought the United Wi-Fi. And then the flight was smooth. The rental car experience was smooth, which was nice. We had like, we did national, and we just like walked in. They were like, yeah, go get any car you want out of the garage.
Nice.
So
what'd you take?
Well, we had reserved a midsize, was just what we had reserved. So we got a Ford Fusion, which is just a
that
sedan.
Sounds so mid-sized.
Yeah. So we did 3.5 days, 3-ish days, Wednesday through Saturday morning with David's family at his grandma's house in Chicago. We did do Thanksgiving dinner at my aunt's house in Chicago because David's brother didn't get in until Thursday night. So we were like, well, we'll go to my aunt. My parents drove down for the day and we're at my aunt's house for Thursday. So we went there for Thanksgiving from like noon to five, basically. And then we went back to David's grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a little bit guilty about going and seeing my aunt and uncle instead of David's grandma. But we spent the other 3 days with her. So, and then Saturday morning, we drove up to my parents' house in Grand Rapids with our Ford Fusion. And we watched the OSU-Michigan game, which was an absolute delight. I had gone into that game being like, we're going to lose. We both had that, like, we're going to lose and it'll be fine because we'll go to a bowl game. And 10-2 is still really good, so I'm not mad at all. And we won. We didn't just win, but we really won. I've watched the game like 3 times now. And now Michigan is rated number 2 in the country. And I tweeted that picture of Aziz Ansari from Parks and Rec. Just
looking,
staring at the
beautiful
rankings,
yeah,
and going,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
beautiful. I've stared at this for 5 hours.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is, I did.
So I was with Chris's mom and Chris on Saturday. And we were driving around, but Chris's mom lives in Ohio and is a big Ohio State fan. And Chris went to Ohio State, but doesn't really care. They listen to this.
Boo.
Whatever. So I was following the score.
What's
and they
Buckeye?
Kept...
It's a nut.
Okay.
Get a real mascot.
Okay, well, so I was following the score and they were like, do you care about football? I was like, no, but
my friends
do. And I need to know if they're going to be okay or not. Like, I have to pay attention so I know what...
They need my support.
Yeah, like, I don't want them to...
We wouldn't have been sad if they lost.
No, I like, know, but sometimes, like, you people post stuff, and I'm like, oh, geez, Michigan's doing sports.
Yeah.
So, I was just keeping track, that's all. Looking out for you.
Yeah, no, we beat the shit out of them, which was just the best possible outcome. And it wasn't a fluke. Like, that is the thing. It wasn't like, we just won by some lucky call. It was like, we've rewatched the game now and, like, gone over the plays. And, like,
and you two are experts, so.
We hired the defensive coordinator we have because we wanted to beat Ohio State. Like, he is specifically good against their exact type of offense. So it was like every play was set up in a way that, like, oh, if these guys try to cross here, there's this guy here and he's spaced out this way, and like everything was perfect. And it was so good.
Here's my concern though. Jim Harbaugh did not defeat the Nazis during World War II, and so to me that puts him in the hot seat.
Jim Harbaugh has never beaten the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah,
so.
A Jim Harbaugh-coached Michigan football team has never defeated the Detroit Red Wings.
That
not
makes you
hockey,
think.
Not in football, not in anything. And so I say, you know, no contract renewal.
Yeah.
Until he can prove himself on the ice, I don't support him.
You've heard the, like, yell that David makes when he watches sports and he gets really, really into it.
Yeah, it's the only time I view him as a man.
So So my brother and sister-in-law and the baby were all there as well. And they weren't like, my brother was watching the game. My sister-in-law was kind of like upstairs helping my mom with stuff. So at one point it was in the third quarter and we were up by one score. And like, it was kind of, it was the play where we kind of like sealed it. Like Ohio State went 3 and out. Like they had the ball and then immediately lost it. And then we scored. And as we were scoring, David's just jumping up and down and screaming, "Win the game! Win the game!" And my sister-in-law runs downstairs and she was like, "Who was that?"
She was like, "Are you okay?
I didn't know who that was."
"Are you okay, bud?"
Because they never heard him make that noise before. And then it was really cute in the fourth quarter when we were up by a lot. My nephew kept like pointing at the screen and then doing his little clap. He's just learned how to like clap. Mm-hmm, so he'd like point at the screen and then clap. And we'd all be like, "Yeah!
Woo!" Yay!
And he'd be like, "Ah!" It was great.
That's so funny.
And then, yeah, Monday we drove back to Chicago and we flew home. On Sunday, we had our first birthday party for my nephew because he had COVID during his actual first birthday. So,
wow, nice.
We had a...
Love to have a COVID birthday.
So we had his birthday party on Sunday and that was really fun. Got a really cute picture of him eating his cake. And yeah, that was it. That was my Thanksgiving trip. Very uneventful. And then we got home and the dog... almost
Cammy
died.
Had some stuff going on. Yeah, I feel you.
That really spiced it up, you know.
Well, great. Do you want to get to posts? We could do some posts. We don't have to. So Becca saw a tweet this week that where someone was like, "There's a lot of people making podcasts that are just them reading Reddit posts and going OMG."
The tweet was, people will literally say they have a podcast and it's just them reading Reddit and going, "Oh my God," which is us.
I don't ever say, "Oh my God."
Okay. I believe in God. I just, you know, I want us to be open to taking the podcast in new directions.
It got inside her head. Cause she's like, "We got to think of something new for the podcast."
I just want to know if people like this because, you know, we have our solid like 50 listeners and they're with us through thick and thin, but it's stuck at 50. And I just want to know if we're, you know,
but what are we doing it? Like, are we making the podcast to get a bunch of listens or is it just a fun thing we do every week? Because I see it mostly as like our dedicated hangout time.
Yeah.
And it's framed with the stories, which are ultimately, they don't matter. We could read any board. Let's read posts and learn how to program and just talk about those.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just want to make sure that the people that are, you know, tuning in don't want something else from us. We are going to do our Star Trek podcast, which eventually. I guess we could do over our holiday shutdown because now we're going to have two weeks of.
Yeah, we could.
I'm going to be free after January 1st. So
we
have the 1st through the 5th.
You're right. Like, I have nothing planned there.
What am I going to do the first week of January?
I don't know.
So
cry.
We're going to do our Star Trek podcast. So look out for that, I guess.
Yeah, well, now you've said it, so we finally have to do it. Assam has asked me several times, "When are you doing the Star Trek podcast?" I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm real excited.
I think
I love Star Trek. I'm halfway through rewatching The Next Generation, and I will have rewatched all of the series except for the original series, which I don't want to watch. It's too campy.
Have you made the list of episodes that we're going to watch?
I think I did an initial list. Yeah, I got to find the note again. But yeah, I did some pondering on it. I purchased a version of the theme that I want to record like on accordion and melodica, like stupid instruments. But one of the parts is a viola part because it's a string quartet. And I don't read alto clef, so I need to go through and transpose that to a real clef.
And so the idea for the podcast is that I drink a few of my canned wines, watch an episode of Star Trek, and then we discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I still think I'm going to shoot my shot and reach out to Bev Wine, which is where I get my canned wines, and be like, "I will promote your wines on this dumb podcast if you give me free wine."
Whatever.
That's
I don't care.
That's all I want.
I'll try it then when I'm there for skiing. But yeah, I think that's fine. you'll have to take notes during it, and like things that you I'll noticed take my dumb notes. About. Yeah, I'm so don't excited. Worry about it. It's gonna be so dumb.
Because I don't know. So dumb. I don't know any characters' names. I don't know anything. David made me watch an episode of Star Trek once, and people we watched got the idea several for this podcast. Of the
movies together via Discord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh
I
my
don't,
god, you nothing. Were definitely drinking. Drinking
no,
wine
I
then.
Was working on like Christmas gifts. That was when I was in my crafting phase because my class had finished, and then I went ham on a bunch of Christmas gifts, which I have to do again this year, but because I'm crocheting a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm, but I got the idea because David made me watch an episode, which we then watched again while his parents were here, and I still didn't retain anything. And you were like, "Oh, which one did you watch?" And I was like, "The one with the Borg."
You know,
and then Jess goes, "What did they do?" And I said, "Borg stuff." And then we thought, "Oh, people will want to hear more of that for sure."
Well, I mean, basically, anytime we make a joke, I'm like, "You know who would love this? Everyone,
everyone, fucking everyone." Yeah,
yeah.
I have this. I had this funny thing that I was gonna tweet, but then I realized that the thing that I was like making the joke about me being embarrassed about in the tweet. Like was completely ironic because I was then going to be tweeting about it, where it was like the emphasis that the pharmacist puts on the "and" when they say, "Oh, you're here to pick up Adderall and Prozac," and there's so many people in line behind you that just fully heard exactly what she said. Then I was like, if I tweet that, then that's just as embarrassing. It's to more people, but it's to internet people. It's less embarrassing than having that happen to you in front of your face.
I don't know. I would be now just as embarrassed podcast, if so. I got embarrassed, which I don't.
But truly, the pharmacist was like, I gave her my name and date of birth, and she's like, "You're here to pick up the Adderall and the Prozac?"
And
I was
like, you're going to, both of them, really?
That's me. No, I actually never ended up taking the Prozac. Aww. The Prozac was supposed to be for PMS, and I was only supposed to take it like during those weeks of the month. And then I decided not to because the side effects scared me.
Maybe we can all have one when we're skiing. Well, I'll just do a Prozac and then go ski.
Yeah, see how we feel.
That could be so much fun.
I've realized that if I like get a lot of sleep and exercise a little bit every day, the PMS gets a lot better. It's still definitely there. I'm still a monster, but less of a monster. So.
Barely, though.
Let's do a post.
Yeah, we're just in time to do a post and take a break, so...
Look, you know, people know what this podcast is.
This is you
for
were
now.
Gone for a week that we had to catch up.
We had to catch up.
Did I tell you I bought a violin and a trumpet?
A violin. You're going to learn the violin?
I'm going to try. I want to build a soundproof booth in my room. Like in my office, something with shorter ceilings and a raised floor so that I can play in there and not bother anybody. Soundproof it.
I think you will be frustrated with the violin.
That's fine.
Because it's very hard to make it sound good.
Then it'll give me
and
something
I think
to work
you
on.
You like being good at stuff right away.
I don't like it. I just usually am good at stuff right away.
Okay. Violin is very, like you, I would try to, if you really want to learn, I would at least get one lesson. Like with somebody.
Yeah. So I have a friend because from the band
the technique
who can
is
teach
difficult.
Me. Yeah. No.
Yeah. You have to know how to hold everything just right or else you will not get the right sound.
I did like two violin lessons in 1999.
Oh, then you're good.
Yeah, so golden. I feel like I've got this figured out. It was the same thing. I did trumpet lessons very briefly in 1993. So like I feel like I'd be okay.
I would do at least one lesson just to get you started.
No, I'm gonna I love great. Though the band. So I did a lot of music this week and I played accordion and drums on not at the same time on Sunday. And then saxophone Monday, and then saxophone and chimes on Tuesday. And people are like, "How many instruments do you play? Why are you like this?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just pick them up and start playing them, and it works out."
That's how it would be. Growing up, I played music at church, and because it was that, or I had to be an altar server. I really hated being an altar server. It was the most boring shit. So I played music because that was easy, and I would like I'd be playing piano. And then I'd go play cello for a song while someone else played the piano. And then I'd have to get up and sing a song. And then that was just like the running joke at my church, is that I was just like running all around in the back playing all the things.
That was me in high school, because I got this award at our last concert when I was a senior. And the director was like, every time I turn around, she's playing something different. I don't get it. And I was like, yeah.
That's good.
That's who I am.
That's me.
Can't focus on shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I actually liked going to church when I was playing music because I had something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I hated it.
Yeah, because of the church part.
Just because it was boring.
Like, I could be doing anything else.
I never got anything from it, which, you know, in hindsight, is like undiagnosed child with attention problems.
What?
It's just sitting in my own mind and like in a different place.
I don't really think I have that issue. I just didn't like church because I was like, nope, none of this is real. And they wouldn't let me play the drums.
I really wasn't sold on all of it. I remember being like 7 and being like, who wrote the book of Genesis, though? Because that's like...
Who was there to write this down?
Yeah, that I remember.
Where
being
did other
like,
babies come from? Did they have sex with their mom?
That I asked that too. My and they're like, don't worry about it.
No, just Jesus.
Because Adam and Eve had 2 sons.
Yeah,
and then those sons
super gay
had children. So,
but with who?
Exactly.
And one of them died. So like you're already losing any genetic variance, even though they're
in the lore they have wives, I think. I just called the Bible the lore.
Yeah. You read the lore, you know the answers to these questions. Personally, I know the fourth
that they
edition.
Have wives.
Canon. Yeah, it's
I would
canon,
say
it's
that we
lore.
Could do we could do this already exists a podcast. It's called Vacation Bible School. It's called but it's where people who are like not really religious. They are like reading the Bible and just basically talking about how insane some of it is, because some of it is truly next level. There's a story about a guy who goes to some king or emperor or something and says, I want to marry your daughter. And he's like, okay, but you have to bring me 200 foreskins.
Yeah.
That's
as
in
was
the Bible.
Custom at the time.
So he goes to some battlefield and takes the foreskins of 200 men. And
were they
I was
dead
like,
or were they like, yeah, sure, you can have this?
Exactly. And the logistics. How do you, did he have a basket?
So what you have to do is you put them in a dehydrator and you season them and then you got foreskin jerky. That's what
these
he wanted.
The things
he
that,
had
like,
a hankering.
I like to bring up to just be like, yeah, of course, I love the Bible. Some insane shit in there. The weirdest book you'll ever read. Mm-hmm. And then I bring up stuff like that and my mom gets upset.
Yeah. Well, it's not
like
literal.
It is written down in the Bible that if you have sex with a woman while she's on her period, you both have to get burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Think
we're back.
Post. Yeah. Maybe we took a break in between this. I don't know. My recording says we're 37 and a half minutes in and I'm like, some of it will get cut, but not a lot of it.
Well, whatever. It's a long one. Okay. I'm going to do this one. Am I the asshole if I, female, 25, is this me? Refused to lend my engagement ring to my sister-in-law,
no,
female,
that can't
20.
Be you. You're never getting engaged.
It's not me. Well, I recently got engaged. Yay! We'd insert a little sound effect. Yay!
The crowd going,
the proposal was really intimate and sweet. I've always been very picky about rings. They're my absolute favorite type of jewelry, so obviously I was sure on exactly what kind of engagement ring I wanted even before I had a boyfriend. Same. My fiance proposed with the exact ring I wanted, and I was so happy. Nice. This is going to be important later. Okay, I'm ready. There's only like 3 paragraphs in this whole story, and she's like, this will come later. Okay. My sister-in-law, female 20, is my fiance, male 26, younger sister. She is generally used to getting whatever she wants. She swung by our house a couple days later to congratulate us and obviously demanded to see the ring. No biggie. I showed it to her and she wanted to wear it on her finger. Big mistake. I budged on that too. She took a few pics with my ring on her finger and she gave it back. This was last week. Yesterday, she called me up saying she's going to this really fancy party this Sunday and wants to wear my ring since it, quote, doesn't really look like an engagement ring. What a bitch.
Oh my God.
I politely declined. She asked me a few times, and when I refused, she started shouting and calling me a bitch for not sharing a piece of jewelry that her brother paid for. Holy shit. She told her mom, too, and my mother-in-law texted me asking why I'm not giving her my ring. Am I the asshole? No. Think this whole marriage through maybe. Again.
Well, he's not the problem. I know you're going to say, well, you marry their family when you get married. But I'm like, those people are idiots. Just don't talk to them. This is so stupid.
Sure.
She's not an asshole.
This is dumb.
I don't even think the fiancé is an asshole because he got the ring, right? The sister-in-law is just
the sister-in-law
wildly,
and the mother-in-law
yeah.
are out of line. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. he needs to say something to them because that's his family.
If it was
it's
anything
not your family
other
yet.
Than an engagement ring, maybe I would be like, yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, but the attitude of sharing a piece of jewelry, it's not a piece of jewelry, it's your engagement ring, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that her brother paid for. That's not how it works. He gave it to you. It's yours. Ooh.
So we don't really need to go into the comments because this one's pretty cut and dry, but my favorite one that I see here is just NTA LOL WTF in all caps. I'm like, yeah, that sums it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Well
yeah.
said. Oh, and then the comment below that says this
well
sums
said.
It up well. Good on you for figuring
succinct.
That out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's
Kept
take
the
our
word
break.
Countdown.
We're going to take our break Great. And then we're going to come back and read it one or two more. We'll see how much time we have.
We'll do a game.
Are we doing the game?
Let's do the game.
Wow.
It's happening.
Okay.
Are we back? Have we been back?
I don't know. I'm not going to. This is really going to come together in the edit this week, I think.
It's been a loose episode.
There's a okay. dozen things that I've been told I can't include in the podcast.
Okay. It's my first week back after a little break. My mental health break.
After
and
a
Thanksgiving
week.
Break. And
oh, did we
Yeah,
skip?
But I was also gone for a week before that. I don't know.
I
we skipped
that.
A little bit.
I thought we skipped one, then did one, and then you were gone, and then we did one.
Yeah.
This
one. So. It's been weird, you know? Not in the zone. I think it'll be a good episode. I don't know. All right, we're going to do the game, though. We haven't done the game in a while.
That's
so here
true.
We are. Pick a number between 1 and 5.
How about 2?
Okay. Am I the asshole for eating all of the caramel corn? Am I the asshole for sucking my thumb at a sleepover? Am I the asshole for telling my wife's friend to eat a salad?
I love salad.
Would I be the asshole if I asked my girlfriend not to refer to her kid's dad as daddy? And am I the asshole for triggering my friend?
What is she supposed to refer to the kid's dad as, if not daddy?
His name?
What is his name?
I don't know.
Jonathan. I will pick the triggering one.
That is it. That is, yep.
I did it. Oh my god.
I couldn't
only won
think
this
of
game
a fake
like
one.
Twice. That's okay. That's fine. I love to win. This is great. We'll do another sound effect for this. I should start using more sound effects. You're right.
This daddy one is interesting. So this guy, he's 25. He's dating a girl who's 25. And she
has... I don't know about that.
She has a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And anytime the dad comes to pick the kids up, she's like, okay, daddy's coming. Or like, oh, you made some artwork. We'll send it home with daddy.
That's just what the kids call him.
And so the guy goes, it really prickles my skin. I understand that it's not meant sexually. But I have a feeling, I feel like it's worth noting that it makes me uncomfortable. It's not super hard to throw a your in there, like your daddy. Somebody says, you're the asshole. Stop sexualizing fatherhood. She isn't even talking to you when she refers to him as daddy. She's addressing their children.
Here's the thing, though. She only calls him baby. And so if the other guy's daddy and he's baby.
Yeah.
You can't see it, the listeners, but I gestured, you know. I'm going to start referring to David as daddy, but only when I talk to Cammy.
Yeah, go show daddy.
Cammy, where's daddy?
I mean, we call each other mom and dad, like, when we talk to the dog. So, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be like, where's dad? And then she'll go into his room, or I'll be like, come on, let's go eat dinner. And then she won't follow me right away, and he'll be like, go get mom. And Daddy that is David. What it is. Daddy David. Dadrian.
Dadrian. Okay. Dadrian. We're going to go to the next post then. We finally did it. We got there.
Yeah, we did it.
Let's see. I'm going to do, am I the asshole because my coworker's wedding got called off? I really feel like I just stepped out of a soap opera and I might be in the center of it as the asshole, using a throwaway account. I, 28 female, work at a small, local sports bar. I have a coworker, 25 female, who we shall call Amanda. All names will be changed for this post. Amanda started dating one of our regulars, Nick, not quite 2 years ago. After a few months, she got pregnant and they got engaged pretty quickly after that. The baby is now 6 months old, and Amanda has two other kids, a five-year-old and a three-year-old, each from a different father as well. Nick was planning to adopt both of them after the wedding, as both other dads basically refuse to be in the picture and are willing to give up parental rights. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Good guy.
So then she doesn't have to call those other guys daddy anymore.
Yeah, they'll have a new daddy.
Amanda and Nick were supposed to be getting married in 2 weeks. However, about a week ago, Nick came in on one of my bar shifts and seemed really down. I didn't pry, but made friendly small talk, and after a few beers, he told me an alarming confession.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. One of our other regulars, Adam, reached out to Nick on social media. Apparently, Adam and Amanda had been messing around at the same time that and Nick were dating, and Amanda ghosted him just before announcing her engagement. Basically, Adam wanted Nick to be aware that the baby may not be his before going through the wedding and the adoption.
Oh my God.
You're doing the thing from the tweet.
Okay.
I was stunned.
Can't help it.
And told Nick that Adam is a bit unstable to begin with and might be lying out of jealousy, as he's always had a thing for Amanda. I asked if he had...
There's some comedian that I follow that's starting a podcast that's only going to be about, like, other people's tiny small town drama, and each episode is going to be like something like this. I'm like, this is I love it. This is great. It's so messy. There's so many layers.
These are their lives, okay? Their lives.
Okay, continue.
I asked if he had confronted Amanda, and he said no and told me that he was at a loss as to what to do. I basically said he had two choices. Either he loves Amanda and the baby enough to not care, if he needed to know for sure, an answer was a paternity test away. Well, he went with the paternity test, and guess who is not the father?
Oh, no.
After getting the results and confronting Amanda, Nick called off the wedding. According to another regular who's close with Nick, Amanda admitted to knowing the whole time, but went along with the baby being Nick's because he is, quote, financially stable, and she knew he would do the right thing and marry her.
What a bitch.
Word about the conversation between Nick and I got around, and Amanda has been texting me about how I ruined her life and I had no business butting in. She claims if
ruined her own life.
Yeah, like, you made your choices. She claims if I hadn't suggested the paternity test, Nick never would have gotten one and she'd have a husband and a father for her kids. And I feel like she might be right. I absolutely could have minded my own business and told Nick I had no advice for him. And I do feel bad that now she will be struggling with three small children on her own, being a single mother myself. Am I the asshole?
No.
I mean, it was still his decision, right?
Yeah.
And I think the other woman made those choices.
And and like, she shouldn't have cheated on her fiancé.
Well, they weren't engaged at the time, but you shouldn't cheat anyway, yeah.
Shouldn't cheat if that's your agreement in your relationship. But I don't think either the poster nor the guy made any wrong choices here. Like, you can't blame him for being like, okay, I'm out. Like,
yeah, I agree. I don't think that's
he stuck by her the whole pregnancy, and the kid's now 6 months old, and he would have been helping the other two kids and the newborn baby, all to find out that she was sleeping behind his back with some other guy. It's not his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame him. That sucks.
I mean, and that's got to be,
he's a good guy.
His life is kind of ruined in a way too, because yeah. he invested in this, he was ready.
Fully ready.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to do this. Let's do the right thing here. And
yeah,
oof. I feel like that's kind of on her, if I'm being honest.
And she was taking advantage. She knew that he was going to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Big oof.
Big oof.
All right, so that one feels pretty straightforward as well. These are great. I do
yeah,
like
that one's
those,
just
those
a little
kind
sad.
Of small town stuff. It is sad because it sucks for those kids. I get the impression those kids are going to have a difficult life, but
a hard life.
I don't know what he is supposed to do in that situation. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't stay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I'm going to do this one called, Am I the Asshole for Making My Husband Use a Secret Santa List? I don't know what's going on here, but it is December now. So
yeah,
we're getting in
so
the spirit.
We can sing holiday songs. Nobody can stop us.
We're going to get a Christmas tree this weekend, I think.
Oh.
And get some decorations from Target. I really should be like doing my homework and finishing. I have one project left in this class.
No, instead we're doing Mario Party tonight.
But I also just really want a Christmas tree.
I'm not going to put mine up because I'm going to be gone half the month. And I'm like, what's the point?
We are going to be, I am really excited. So David's going to go back and see his parents from the 17th through the 23rd.
In Ann Arbor?
And then he'll be back here. Yeah, because his parents just got a new house.
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
I can hang out with my friend David?
He's there to see his parents for Christmas.
And his friend me?
He's going to see you for the ski trip for a whole week. 24/7.
I'm going to make him go to nights with me while I'm there. Sorry. Maybe he and I can go see Spider-Man.
But it's going to be our first Christmas together.
Really?
So I think we're going to do...
Were you not together last year?
No. He was still in Michigan then. He moved in January. Because he waited to move so he could have Christmas with his family. And then we're going to do, I think, dinner at my brother's house. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll cook here so they don't have to worry about like cooking and cleaning. We could do it here. And we're going to do gifts. And we're going to have Christmas morning together, which is going to be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I bought us matching flannel pajamas.
That's so lame. Morning. I don't like that.
We wore them when we were at his grandma's house for Thanksgiving. And we were both just walking around in our flannel PJs. And his mom just comes up and whispers in my ear, he must really love you. I was like, I hope so.
People,
at this point,
people will just do this.
We're in pretty deep. At this point, if he doesn't love me, it's going to be really inconvenient for both of us.
One of the nice things about dating Chris is that they're actually taller than me, but basically we're the same height and their feet are slightly bigger, so we're essentially the same shoe size. So we can just share clothes, and it's fantastic. It's like if we went to a wedding and I wanted to wear a suit coat over my dress, and I didn't have one, and so I use theirs. And like when they stay over here, if they forget pajamas, they just wear my pajamas. It's so nice to do that. You and David should try the same thing. If he could get a little bit bigger ass, I think he'd be fine.
So when we started dating, I was 15 pounds heavier than him. And now I am 10 pounds lighter than him.
Wow.
Look out. And
the thing is, you didn't lose any weight. He has just been eating a lot.
No, I did. I did lose about 25 pounds since we started dating. But he doesn't like to wear like loose baggy clothes ever.
Yeah.
So all of his t-shirts are like size small. And so I can't wear his clothes because my boobs
You'd be all
don't
tits.
Fit in them.
It'd be all tits.
And they're like just tight. Like, so I can't do the cute girlfriend thing where I like wear his shirt to sleep because his shirts are all small.
Does he have
fitted.
Any hoodies, like, senses shirts? Come on.
Sleep in fitted clothes. So I'm trying to like evangelize him to the world of like sleeping in giant t-shirts because it's the best. That's what I sleep in. I don't.
I want to see David in like a big hoodie, no pants, and slippers.
So the pajamas I got him a medium, and then the reviews said that the women's ones ran really small, so I got myself a large because I like my pajamas to be big, and so he has a medium, I have a large, but I think his is still bigger than me because it's a men's medium. But anyway, we have matching pajamas and we're gonna wear them on Christmas.
Okay, morning. Fine. I'm gonna get the same pair then, just so that I'm in line.
Okay.
This seems like a team thing.
Haven't I think we're gonna try to do like a family Christmas photo with us and Cammie and send out a little Christmas card just to like our family and friends, but we haven't taken the picture yet. We would have to do that this weekend if we wanted it to be in time. But anyway, Christmas themed post.
Yeah, here we go, let's do it. This might be our asshole. Last one, I think, because we're running
Am I the asshole for making my husband use a Secret Santa list? I got an email from my son's teacher, reminding us tomorrow is their Secret Santa exchange at school, so to make sure we have our gifts. My son is shopping for a girl, Holly, who wrote down that she likes chocolate, Skittles, and lemonade. I've got a bug right now, so I asked my husband to take him, and my husband goes, quote, let's go to the dollar store and get her the new Lemonheads gum.
I'd try it.
This is where I may have been the asshole and may have been projecting. My husband notoriously refuses to shop off of my Amazon/other online wish lists. Every occasion he asks me what I want, I say what's on my wish list, and then he gets me something else because he doesn't feel right using the list and it takes away the surprise. I kind of get that. I think a list can be a reference for ideas, but I don't think... Like, if you have a very specific list, then just go buy that thing for yourself.
Like if you have an exact, that's what I do. I never want any gifts.
If you have an exact thing that you want, then just buy that thing for yourself. But anyway, it takes away the surprise. Even though I literally shop off of his lists every year and he's always thrilled, well, I'm always stuck with a, quote, nice gift. So he's not even, like, using the list for ideas.
You're going to love this. I see you wanted that really nice dress. I got you a wrench.
I like when people give me a genre. Like my dad, my parents traded in their old boat for a pontoon boat for the lake. And I asked him what he wanted for Christmas and he said boat stuff. And I was like, I can work with that. Perfect. I'm going to try to get him a nice cooler. They don't have a nice cooler. We have a Yeti store by us. So I'm going to try to see if I can get a deal.
He needs a captain hat.
Oh, Cammie just farted and this room is so small. That's all I'm breathing right now. So I got to read this quick. Okay. So the husband wants to take him to the dollar store to get Lemonheads gum. Okay. So I said, you're doing that thing you do where you think you know what she wants better than she does. She said she likes chocolate, Skittles, and lemonade. I think you should get her one of those things. He immediately got annoyed with me and rolled his eyes and said, maybe she doesn't know that there is lemonade bubble gum and she might want to try something new. To which I said, or she knows what she wants and wrote down what she wants. If I wrote down chocolate, Skittles, and lemonade and I got gum, I'd be like, what the heck? Did my shopper lose my list? He got super pissy at this point and left really quick, saying to our son very sarcastically, I guess we will get only chocolates, Skittles, and lemonade and not do anything creative or exciting. TVH, I think Holly will thank me later. No, she's... like 7. But I'm curious to hear what others think of the idea of shopping off a list versus giving your own creative twist. It's one thing if it's your significant other and you're like, well, if you want that thing, you can buy it for yourself and I'll use that as inspiration. But it's a Secret Santa thing for kids. It's a gift exchange. Like, that's what it's for.
Just get the thing they want. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
There's another post specific. By this poster, and I'm going to read the title and I want you to tell me if you want me to read the post.
Okay, I'm ready.
Would I be the asshole if I sued my ex's girlfriend for sending my nudes to my husband?
Yeah, I think we have to read this.
It was removed.
No!
Hold on. Posts which discuss minors and sexual activity are strictly prohibited. Minor is anyone under 18. So I assume they must have happened from before.
The photos were older.
So with that warning that it's going to talk about conduct, you know, between people, I guess, who are underage.
Minors.
Got a wild one for you today. Obvious throwaway and keeping details as vague as I can. I'm a happily married woman of several years and we share children. Does that mean they don't have their own, but like they have a timeshare on these kids with some other family? Please answer the question.
I think it's a timeshare, obviously.
Okay. I just thought that share children was a weird way to put that. Anyway, unrelated. I recently reconnected with an ex over our sobriety journeys. We have been chatting and catching up, but he lives across the country and we haven't seen each other in over 10 years. Apparently, however, he kept some treasures from our dating days. His girlfriend found them, must have realized it's me, and without context sent them to both me and my husband, so far that I know of. My husband recognized these as being ancient, as I don't have my C-section scar or my tattoos. It's important to note that these were also taken when I was a minor. However, after talking to my ex, he confirmed that this was his girlfriend who distributed them. I have that in text. I also found her name, address, phone, etc. I am considering pressing charges for revenge porn. Her actions fall under every category for it, and I need her to realize that there will be extreme consequences if she chooses to take this further and share them with my coworkers or family. I told my ex this, and he told me to not get aggressive, saying it's his fault for keeping them and she doesn't need this. He insisted she says she won't send them to anyone else, but he also said she dumped him and told him to kill himself, so I have no reason to trust this Looney Tune. At the same time, no harm has occurred yet, and if I were her, a girl who thought her boyfriend was cheating on her with a married man, I might do the same thing. However, I'm not her. I'm the woman who doesn't need my underage nudes getting out. Would I be the asshole if I sue this lady? I find this one much more interesting than the first post.
Yeah. Based on that alone, that information alone, no.
No, I think you need to do something.
Yeah. There needs to be consequences. That's horrible. That is just horrible. I couldn't imagine.
I mean, the partner shouldn't have kept them. Like, I know people do that. I don't know why.
No, but she's now the one that's using them.
Yeah, she turned around, like, and sent them out there. So I feel like that is essentially distributing child pornography, isn't it?
Yeah, it
is. We're not lawyers. Just to be clear, Beck and I are not lawyers. I know we come off as very knowledgeable on law, but we're not lawyers.
It is child pornography, and possession of it is a felony. So just by having it, they're both committing a crime. I think you should absolutely go after them, because she chose to take it to the next level. She chose to, you know, just him having it, it's fine. Like, you know, this shit happens, and now we have kids growing up in the internet and smartphones and Snapchat and everything, and like everyone's got pictures out there. So, like, knowing that this person has it is one thing, and you're trusting that they will never, ever act on it, and they have. Whether it's her or him isn't the problem. It's that they've chosen to use those pictures against you. So,
she did leave a comment that said she was fine with him having them because he earned them. and that he trusts that, she trusts that he never distributed them. I'm like, okay, that's your business. But, yeah, I would probably... Yeah. Follow up on that, but the post itself was removed, I guess, because she was a minor in the pictures. We may never know what happened from there, but everyone says not the asshole on both posts, for the record. The comments all say not the asshole.
Well, we've learned that this is just a great person, no flaws, absolutely.
Yeah, they're
perfect.
So perfect. I aspire to also be perfect.
One thing that I didn't mention that also happened this week is that we are no longer buying the lake house that we had discussed.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
The mobile home that was placed on foundation. So first, I don't know how much I talked about, but like it was a double wide or single wide that was placed on foundation and then had an addition built onto it. And then it had like siding and a roof built all around it. So it was functioning as a house, but it was... To the bank, it's still a single wide mobile home, and most banks will not give you financing for a single wide mobile home built before 1976 because it's regulated differently. They don't appreciate in value at all because they're old and they're mobile homes. So we could not get a conventional loan. So we had to go through a really small credit union in Northern Michigan, and they offered us an insane balloon loan with ridiculous rates. And we were like, whatever, like, we'll pay it off really quickly. We're going to eat a lot of interest money. And so the guy was asking 205. So you're really paying that much for the lot of land. Basically, it's this beautiful big lot on a hill. You get 60 feet of lakefront, which is nice. Like, you're really not, there's no value in the house itself. It's old. Okay. It's not been taken care of. So we came in at 180, thinking we would end up somewhere around 190. He counters at 200 after listing it for 205. So he didn't really come down at all. And so we said 188. And he said, no, 200.
Has to be 200.
So we waited until after Thanksgiving. And then on Friday, we said 195, which is very generous. Again, considering that you're just paying for the land. Like, the house itself has no value. It's not been really taken care of. It would be livable for like one summer, and then we pretty much have to tear it down and build something else there. And we weren't getting like any good rate on this loan. The loan was horrible. It was very predatory. Like, it's definitely targeted at like poor people who can only afford a mobile home, who then get hit with these like insane,
ridiculous. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, it started at a high rate, and then it was like, after 5 years, every 2 years, the rate will increase by 3%. So it's just like, you're just never, like, if you were actually paying this off over 30 years, you would just never pay it off. Like, it would just keep getting more and more interest until you die.
Mm-hmm.
So
you will die eventually, though. So there is an out.
So all of this, quote, negotiating, he never really negotiated, took place over 3 weeks, which it normally does not take that long. Normally, these things take a few days, and then you have to deal with the inspections and the everything else, and then that takes a while. But the actual landing on a price should never take 3 weeks. That's insane. So we put in our 195 offer on Friday, and we didn't hear anything. And then on Tuesday, our agent called his agent and was like, we're working on a counter offer, which a counter to our 195 off of 200, like, you're going to counter that. And
yeah, sorry.
So I, after we saw that, I just went to David and I was like, I think I'm just done. I think I'm done. I'm like, I'm so frustrated at this point. I don't think it's worth it anymore. And he was like, yeah, I kind of agree. So I think we're still going to go out and like stay with my parents next summer for a few months, and just live up there and, you know, have a nice summer up at the lake. But we're going to do a little more research. The property that's like right next to my parents has these two brothers living on it who won't speak to each other other than through each other's attorneys. They don't have any money. The house is like in shambles. It's like it's the one that's like the little shack down on the lake to the left of my parents' house. Like, if you're looking at the lake, do you know which mm-hmm. one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It's really gross. So we would just tear it all down and put something else there. So we need to do some research into like how houses. To do that.
Yeah, you don't know how to do that.
How to build a house. Yeah.
I did some research this week on how to build a soundproof box in my office so that I could
play it's like the same
people.
Yeah.
It's they're like, you can probably buy the wood and cut it yourself, but please get a contractor to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, that okay, well then I probably shouldn't do this because it seems like a lot of
you
don't
work. Wanna. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's our episode because I want to go have a salad. I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah. Great.
Good and then, stuff. We're going to play Mario Party. It's going to be so good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, bye, everybody.